You're now tuned into Off the Beaten Path. We're trying to have a little bit of some technical difficulties, but we do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11, here on UBC at the most western One thing we do here is we talk about what's going on here in BC. We talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland. Talk about what's going on here in Canada, the continent, and the world. And we do this as we go down my path. I have a lot for us to get to today. I got a lot of new music. I'm going to try something new. And because I've been accused, I wouldn't say accused, but people have told me that, like, I can take the fun out of some of the simple joys in life for people. And so, you know, I'm trying to work on that. It's one thing that I'm working on. And so I'm just going to let people enjoy things a little bit more, because when we get to the stories, you'll find out, you'll see that, you know, life is pretty hard and it's long. And, you know, sometimes I feel like you just got to let people have things. And this is something that I am going to give to you. So just enjoy. But when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about why landlords are awful. That's not one thing that I'm going to let us forget about.
Anyway, man, in a way, gotta stop my greatness. Man, we on the way, it was good. necessary limitations. Once we get away, once we get away, yeah, up on my spaceship. It's a different day, man, what can I say? And I've been patient. Yeah, but anyway, man, in a way, gotta stop my greatness. Man, we're on the way, what you gonna say? No limitations. Once we get away, once we get away, yeah, up on my spaceship. They can say what they wanna, that won't change what I thought of. That won't change what I'm made of. On my way, see you later. Every day getting greater. Every day, every summer. I don't wait, I don't wanna. That's one kid, that's 100. Every day on the come up. Make a way, I'm gonna. They can say what they wanna. Nah, that won't change what I thought of. That won't change what I'm made of. On my way, see you later.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. It's the only radio station worth listening to here in the Lower Mainland. I'm your host, Issa Arian. I'm glad we got to do this over again because we're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish Nation territory here live from UBC. The weather's getting better, honestly. It's feeling like, you know, that time of the year where you get a little bit of optimism. You know, I don't know if this is the place that you come for some optimism, but I got, like I said, I got a lot to talk about. And I want to bring, you know, I want to talk about some fun stuff. I want to talk about, you know, it's the evening. You know, I think even though I've said this for a long time, it takes a while to feel and get a feel for changes, you know. And so over the holidays, this is my first show back. And honestly, it's nice to be back. It's nice to be back on the radio. And when I do the radio, it feels, well, it's because everybody, I know, I feel like I personally know everybody who listens to the show, you know, and so it feels like, you know, an opportunity to just catch up, you know, see what's going on. And my holidays were pretty good. It was nice. It was the first time I got to go home for like an extended period of time in over like a decade. So it was nice to just go home and spend time with my folks and my friends and see, you know, what's going on in people's lives. Because it feels, while the pandemic feels like if you look at the protests, there's people protesting that they have to go back to school because there's Omicron in the school and they don't want to get sick. And then there's people protesting driving across Canada so that they don't have to get the vaccine. And then there's people protesting because they don't want to have to get the vaccine to go to work. And then there's people protesting because there's people who are coming to work without a vaccine. Honestly, this shit is crazy. You know, it is crazy. I saw a tweet today and it made me think about, like how crazy it is. And honestly, how I feel like it's never going back to anything of like, I don't even know what normal is, but like where people could just tell you what to do. I feel like people have lost such faith in everything that is going on that like, imagine, like, I don't know if this is something that Canada has ever had, but, you know, in the United States, you have the draft, you know, where you actually, when you sign up to vote, they ask you, do you want to join the Selected Service, which means do you want to be in the draft. In the United States, it's had a draft. They had a draft for a few wars, but most recently the Vietnam War. And, like, you know, under the guise of you're fighting for your country. Like, we can't get people to take a vaccine mandatory. Yet, and it's like, I say this with pretty confidently, that if people are not listening to Joe Biden to get a vaccine, I don't think people are going to listen to Joe Biden to go to war, which is, you know, I mean, they put in soldiers on the, you know, in Ukraine. This is something totally different. I don't feel like I know enough to talk too much about it, but, like, I feel like I know enough to know what's going on, but then I know they're putting soldiers over there. And so, like, what did they have the draft? And I don't think people would just believe in, people are just not believing that type of shit anymore. And if people are not just, like, blindly believing in, you know, our militarism, you know, which is a good thing, I feel like should be able to band together around there, you know? I feel like we should be able to bring, besides, like, hey, you're just not as tough as you think, you know? And I feel like, in my experience, when you have conversations with people like that, like, you know, privately, like, hey, you're not as tough as you think, because they know they're not as tough as they think. And so I feel like that's the bridge. But it's so weird, because I've seen so many people, and I've heard stories about so many people who have fallen out with people who they have used to be friends with. And I think that people have fallen out with me, I just haven't noticed yet. Like, you know, when maybe this has never happened to you. Maybe you've never lost, you know, a friend or anything. But, you know, when you were just like, oh, I think that this person might not fuck with me because of these things that I think. And I feel like I've seen that happen a lot, which is kind of scary, because as people go and retreat into their bubbles, you know, we see those bubbles don't lead to anything good. And when we come back, we have lots of news. Honestly, some weird stuff has happened. I feel like over the past few weeks, Vancouver has gotten a little bit more violent, and CBC is continuing to do those stupid studies that we love. So when we get back, we're going to talk about a few of them. And yeah, we'll be right back.
The fucking pack off of the porch or break a pound down. Get the scrap if it happened to blow, it makes a round sounds. Pussycat on my lap, push it back and go to town down. Putting rap on my back and I'm black and snatching crowns. I done came back around like a nigga selling crack and pounds. I got a bag now, but it's nothing to brag about. Gun blast in the background, I'm a black man with the bloodhounds. Mac 10 making love sounds to a bad chick. She from uptown, no, from down south. Not a loudmouth, we could fuck around. Hit the music, baby, cut it down. Hit a doobie while you do me indubitably. I feel like I'm a bust now. I feel like a bust down. When I shine bright, blind niggas is up now. In the cut, big black truck pack sacked up. You can pick it up now, nigga, fuck it, okay. Push the fucking pack off of the porch or break a pound down. Get the scrap if it happened to blow, it makes a round sounds. Pussycat on my lap, push it back and go to town down. Putting rap on my back and I'm black and snatching crowns.
Money attached emotionally. I get the clutch, and if you get too close to me, I'm at the top where I'm supposed to be. Jumping in the game, niggas act like they coaching me. 400 rats ain't shit but a show to me. I'm on the road and I bet that you're hoeing me. When I'm in traffic, it's always a pole with me. Pillsbury, man, I keep doing me. Hit from the back, she giving me slurp, and I ain't even pull my pants down. Jump in the box and slide to the other side, it's always a man down. Draw down, hands in the air, nigga, make one move, get gunned down. Giving out smoke so long, they don't even wanna talk no more, they just run down. No lock doors, I serve with a chop. Bitch got spent, she was hanging with a op. We call her Mickey, talk to the cops. I was on Pinedale, glass in the sock. Back in the day, I invest in the block. Fast forward now, I'm investing in stock. I put a drum on the heckling cotch. Don't play, cause I'm very invested in shots.
Push the fucking pack off of the porch or break a pound down. Get the scrap if it happen to blow. It makes around sounds. Pussycat on my lap, push it back and go to town down. Putting rap on my back and I'm black and snatching crowns.
Pussycat in his face cause he stay on Shasha Breeze. Then I took him back, now he said that he's shaking and he's shielding. Like the way it tastes and he ain't ate it in a minute. They call me a baby but I still got hella shit.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. It's the only radio station worth listening to in this entire country. Now, if there's something that you know and you want to share it, you can call in. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if the math is too tough. I'm not a New Year's resolution type of person. But I feel terrible, you know? Yeah, maybe you don't. Maybe you feel great. But, you know, it's like, I probably should make a New Year's resolution, but I can't do it. I'm tired of failing myself, to be honest. It's pretty sad, but also I've learned to accept and love myself just a little bit more, and I feel good. Anyways, our first story we're going to talk about today is probably, like, if you listen to the show, you know that I think making money and not, like, providing anything is thievery. So I think being a landlord, you're like stealing, you know. I feel like it's basically like stealing from your fellow, human fellow companion. You know, we live in this life together, and not only are you stealing, but this landlord took it to the next level. A Burnaby landlord who is quote unquote always drunk accidentally climbed into bed with a tenant. A Burnaby renter said his landlord's drinking has been a problem for about a year, and there have been other incidents where, you know, the landlord is out here acting up on those shenanigans. And so one time, the landlord drunkenly climbed into his bed, opened the door, and climbed in. I don't know what I would do if my landlord climbed my bed. Like, I feel like I would have to own wherever I lived at. Like, we would just have to do a swap. Like, I take ownership of this place now, and you gotta go. You know, I feel... I don't know if there's anything that could be that disrespectful, because that would make me also feel like this person is sleeping in my bed when I'm not here. Because why is it so natural for you to just open the door and walk right into my bed, especially if I've been renting at this place for a while? I would feel like this is what the landlord does when I'm out of town. And I don't know about you, but if anybody has ever slept in your bed without asking, something about it just feels gross. You know, I don't know. It's just like, I don't even want my bed anymore after you've slept in it. You know, I'm sure there's some people like that. Maybe, hopefully, there's people I've never gotten in your bed, but I've taken some risk. Anyways, I was reading this story because am in constant, I don't say, I say I have a constant state of vibration that I feel like I have two vibrations going. One vibration is very chill. It's very smooth. Lots of bass line in it, you know, lots of low, lots of low drums in it, you know, just very nice, chill vibration. Maybe some synth. It's cool. And then I have another vibration that's like very, it's more, it's got lots more high pitch, lots more erratic, you know, and I feel like that it comes from reading about the world and then seeing the stuff that I see when I'm walking in the streets and then hearing the things that I hear people talk about, seeing the things I see on the internet. I'm like, wow, the world is fucked up and it's not getting any better. And so this is one of those stories where you have to decide and then you kind of have to pick which vibrations you want to be on, you know, because you can read this story, BC glaciers melting 7 times faster in the past decade than in previous years. And you're like, wow, where's the water going? We're fucked. And it was, I was listening to this podcast. I like it. It's called The Dig. This show, Off the Beaten Path, is not sponsored by any other podcast. It's just sponsored by me. You're always free and welcome to donate to CITR. CITR, also, we have a fun drive coming up. Totally random, but not random. We have a fun drive coming up. CITR supports so many good things and so many good people in the community. If you can donate, just donate anything. It's like $5 or $10, $50, $1,000, $1 million if you're listening. And you got it like that. They do so many good things here. Check it out. I was saying when I was listening to this podcast called The Dig, and it was, they had author Kim Stanley Robinson on the show, and Kim Stanley Robinson writes about these novels about the future. I have never read one, but I like the way they think, and I know people who like the books. And so, so they're talking about, there are like mountain ranges and glacier ranges, like let's say in India, that, you know, in Pakistan and Nepal, like that region, that those mountains, and the glaciers supply the water supply for 1 billion people in the watershed, and those glaciers are drying up. And I never thought about that. And so whenever I see now, I'm like, oh, because here in BC, the glaciers are nice to look at, and like, yeah, they might do some rivers, but I've never been, I feel like my drinking water's never felt threatened. And then I think about, wow, what does climate change actually look like? And it looks like 1 billion people's drinking water threatened and irreversibly. And I'm like, wow, how are you supposed to be chill when you're thinking about that kind of stuff? It's kind of wild. You know, it's like, how am I supposed to just go to work doing marketing for Fritos while you think about, wow, you know, 10, 15 years, we're going to be trying to think of how do we get 1 billion people's worth of water every day. It's pretty heavy, you know. It's pretty heavy to think about. Sorry, I know it's late at night, but this is, it's got to be us. It's got to be us to do it. Like, I feel like, you know, while we're here, we got to be thinking about these types of things. That's why you listen to the show, because you want to know. You want to know what's going on. Honestly, there's some funny stuff coming up. And we got some good music all the time. Listen, you can, if you want to call in, number 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, you call. It's the best radio show ever. You can tell, you can, don't confess any crimes, please. Don't, not here. But you know, if you feel like you need to confess non-crimes, you know, I don't know what you would call the radio for, what you would call community radio for. But if you have a request, I'm probably not going to play it because I have a plan. But I do think about those types of things. It is nice. Listen, we'll be right back after a short commercial break, and then we're going to get back into some music. Listen, I have some interesting stories for us to talk about why I think that we have entered like a new level of racism. It's just leveled up. And I'm excited to see what the new era looks like.
Start off your new year with a new skill. This spring, Emily Carr University's Continuing Studies is proud to offer courses and workshops online and in person. Choose from over 100 courses, from weekend workshops designed for beginners to skills-focused certificate programs. Whether you're seeking an artistic outlet or looking to add to your professional skill toolkit, Emily Carr has you covered. From painting to print media, industrial design to web design, there's something for everyone. Find your fit at ecuad.ca/cs. Register now and commit to your creative future. Has the gloom of winter got you feeling down? What about the dreaded sinking sensation when faced with piles of to-do lists? Chase away the blues this month by revisiting the Victory Square Block Party in Discorder Magazine's Real Life Action column. Pick up a copy at Big Joy Barber and gather your dancing shoes for a luscious journey into Prince Daytona. Or drop by Far Out Coffee and reflect on the nature of vulnerability with Franz the Poet. Dive into the depths of theater with Rhiannon Collette. Learn about community spaces that heal with Day Shields. And explore the core of connection with Brendan Post's Heavy Petting, which premiered at the 2021 Vancouver International Film Festival. Before you go, come chat with our programming manager, Jasper Sloan Yip, for tips on how to make damn good radio from home. Through rain or shine, Discorder Magazine is here for you. Forever local and forever free.
So many clones, but you original in your aura. It's sort of radiant and I can't ignore it, so I don't wanna buy you no drink. Besides, I think you'd rather smoke your dank, and that's cool. I know you came with your friends, so you choose. If you wanna share your vibe, it's on you. I'd be alive if I didn't say just the other day I dreamed of picket fences and chilling playing instruments. A lot of incense in one instance. I saw your face. You were full of grace. At least that's what we named her. My angel had an angel, and I was so thankful. I know I barely know you, but I think you're so amazing. Fascinating. Breathtaking. More than enough. My inspiration.
My two eyes saw your third eye from across the room.
This is all new to me, 'cause I ain't never known a third eye that I could see. Perhaps you're not in the space you're really supposed to be. We all hit the club from time to time to be set free. So I won't judge if you won't judge. I think we both agree that this ain't the place for love. But I've known you in my past life somewhere, somehow. Stars aligned and brought us here with no doubt.
I'd be alive, I didn't say you were something classic. Far from average, I apologize if I'm oh so old-fashioned. But I'm passionate about your passions. More intrigued with your mind than your ass, your asses. I'm asking how you feel. If I told you that I knew heaven was real. Cause only God could create something that gives me chill. So angelic and so surreal. I'm being sincere. That my two eyes saw your third eye from across the room. I can see your soul, babe. I think you my soulmate. My two eyes saw your third eye from across the room. You remind me of a part that's part, and if I fall in love too soon.
Back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, East Arian, and thanks for tuning in. We do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons, hosted by Jamal Steeles, Relly Rels, Malik, the hottest hip-hop show in all of Canada, all of the Lower Mainland, all of Vancouver. CITR's got a lot of shows, a lot of good shows, but Tuesday night you got Crimes and Treasons, Off the Beam Path. I don't know what else you would rather be doing. It's a good night, you know, it's a good night to just, you know, whether you are drinking some weed or smoking some wine, or maybe you just, you know, put your puppy to sleep, you know, you're just relaxing, maybe you're working out, maybe you're just like, you know what, I just want to listen to community radio, I want to see what's going on in the streets, and see what's going on in the streets. I got you. You were just listening to some Big Crit. We listened to some Titus a little earlier. Got a few more artists coming up because it's SoCan right now. So I don't know if you know what that means, but if you are an artist and your music comes on the radio for like this next month, what they do is they calculate how much time it is and then they pay you. So it's nice. So I saw this story. Sometimes I think that things get a lot of publicity unwarranted. I think, honestly, personally, I think so much of the stuff that we watch is just like intentionally just there to distract us. You know what I mean? I was watching it, Tucker Carlson, because I only see what he's talking about when people like really hate it, and that's pretty much every day. People hate share stuff. And so I see it's talking about the M&Ms. And I'm like, you know, I am just really, I'm sure it probably is. I'm pretty exhausted, you know, with like the appeal to inclusivity. I don't know. You know, maybe you're like, he said, what does that mean? No, I feel like there's so much appeal to faux inclusivity. Like, I actually saw because I get all my news or information from Twitter, obviously. I saw a quote from Peter Dinklage talking about Snow White, but still has the seven dwarves, and like how come we haven't evolved far enough to question whether we should continue to have the trope of magical dwarves, you know? And honestly, it's something I never thought about. But I guess I just never, I never think about it, you know, that struggle, you know what I mean? And so, but it is true. But also, and going back to M&Ms, it's like, you know, want to create these inclusive M&Ms, but really what I feel like it's just want to create a conversation. You know, like, that's all it is, just a conversation, so we can even think about M&Ms, because who the fuck is buying M&Ms in 2022 anyways? M&Ms are an inferior candy. Inferior candy. Like, the plain ones. Like, I love peanut butter M&Ms, but as plain M&Ms, it's an inferior candy. The chocolate's not good, and they need a buzz, you know, and we give it to them. Because I'm sure if you look at M&M's marketing team, or you look at where their source of chocolate from, or where their factories look like, definitely probably not inclusive. It's just a regular ass company. All of these companies just want to be able to sell to more people, not actually make shit inclusive, which is kind of sad, but you know, not as sad as this. This student loses her Rhodes Scholarship after investigation finds out she lied about being poor and she lied about abuse. Now, Mackenzie Fierston won a Rhodes Scholarship to go to Oxford and lost her place because she lied about her past. Now, I'm going to keep it real. That's all I read before we started talking about this. So me and you, we're finding out about this story at the same time. Now, before I read the rest of the story, this is what I think. I think that before I read the rest of the story, I just think it's funny because I consider so much confidence. But, like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen next. I do feel like everybody lies a little bit on those essays, you know? People are stretching all the time. I know so many people who stretch in their resumes and their cover letters that I can only be so mad at somebody trying. You know, she's just trying. I feel like if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's what they teach you in America. So, you know, she's just doing her best. But you can't be out here lying about poverty and abuse. There's real people dealing with that. Like, and then you out here, and then you're taking somebody's spot. Anyways, so let's see what she wrote. So, University of Pennsylvania graduate Fierston was one of 32 people selected for the scholarship, and she called herself a queer first generation low income student. Now, she really took the lowest of the lowest roads. She tried to hit all of those because she's white, so she had to add in the queer, you know, and then the first generation low income. The crazy part is just like the blatant lying. Like, she didn't, like, we talk about a stretch, you know, people stretch in their resumes all the time. Like, people are just out here like, yeah, I know Excel, you know, yeah, I'm great at videography, you know, and they shoot TikToks, you know, like that. Yeah, you know, maybe it's the same, but maybe it's not what they're looking for, but you got to stretch it a little bit because you need a job. People got to make money. Anyways, she went to a $30,000 a year private school, which doesn't mean she's rich, because I went to a nice private school, and I know some other people went to that nice private school. Not all of us are rich. Lots of rich kids in there, though. But that doesn't necessarily mean she was rich. However, when your hobbies include horse riding, skydiving, and your mom is a radiologist, then maybe you can't claim you're poor. This is interesting, though, because she did get pushed down the steps by her mother and then spent some time with a foster home. So maybe it's not a stretch. Anyways, they took away a scholarship because they were like, hey, sorry, bad pub. You know what I mean. Anyways, I hope she can get her shit together, because that sucks. I applied for a Rhodes Scholarship and didn't get it. So we're kind of in the same place. Maybe I should have lied a little bit more. I don't feel like they would have came and checked me out, though. I feel like they would have just... She looked like the type of person they needed to investigate. I feel like that's where that privilege worked a little bit backwards and against her. Because it's like, hey, I don't know. I've never seen someone who looks like this who's had such a tough life. That's what they would have said, you know. It's not what I said, but clearly the people doing the scholarship didn't believe her. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe this might be easy for me to say because I don't, like, live under the boot, but I feel like the stories I read about the Mexican cartel and the sophistication and the level of organization that they have, I just kind of don't understand, like, why can't they do it without the murder? Because this is genius, right? I feel like this is smart. Mexican cartel recruited drug runners using GTA Online. Now, I think that that's kind of amazing. You know, when you think about, we have companies in America that spend billions of dollars, you know, I mean, because we see startups that come up all the time, recruiting companies coming up all the time, trying to place people with jobs, trying to place people with jobs. How do you find the right person for the right job? And the cartel is like, we don't need a recruitment service. We just want to go. We just need to go where people already have a propensity to want to commit heists. And they like spending time thinking about these heists and putting them together. Let's see if they could do it in the real life. And they just go to GTA Online. They're like, yeah, look at these people. They got the heist. They got the teamwork. I can hear them putting it together. Bang, bang. Let's get them. It's recruiting. They're recruiting. That's smart. We need so many other types of institutions to step up with the creativity. You know what I mean? Not just, I can do without the violence. Like, that shit is scary. But the creativity. Like, there's people at some corporate job right now who wishes that they had a boss, like whoever this cartel boss is, that was like, you know what? Yeah, I believe in you. I believe in your idea. Go try it out. And it worked. Who doesn't want somebody to believe in them, you know? We have to think about where we look at for our... All right, never mind. I'm going too far. I'm going too far. Anyways, but, you know, hey, if you're listening to this and you're a manager and you are constantly shooting your subordinates' ideas down, just think. Maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe you should be open to creative ideas, because if it can work for the cartel, can definitely work for whatever, you know, whatever boring company you work for. Because we all work for something boring, you know, something with low stakes. So if they're out there taking risks, so can we. Anyways, this is not like a story, but if you live in Vancouver and you're looking to go to Phoenix, L.A., I think Palm Springs, or there's another city, on Air Canada, you should check it out, because they have flights for less than $200 right now, I think, for the next throughout the month. Honestly, like, you know, that's what Off the Beaten Path here is for, to try to get you out of the house, get you out traveling, you know, checking shit out. Knowing things, being able to have some good information so you can tell maybe your friends. Maybe you can't go someplace, but maybe you can tell one of your friends, you know, and you pass that information on. That's what this show is about. It's about community, passing information on, figuring out what the fuck is going on for the week, and being like, wow, I never thought that maybe, you know, having an inclusive Simply on my comms marketing doesn't make people feel warmth to me. You know what I mean? I feel like we've taken a step. We've evolved. You know, we are, you know, before there was a time where we would say, hey, it's really nice that you have this fat, black, gay man in your advertising. But today, that's not enough. You know? It's not enough. We have moved on. The racism has got a little bit more complex. It's like, yeah, we'll still put fat, black, gay person in advertising, but we're still not putting any non-white people in the C-suite. And we're like, hey, we see that, thanks, but we need some representation in where the money's at, where the money resides. Feels like it happened 20 years ago, and honestly, I really like that guy. I thought he was great. When we get back, I'll talk a little bit about this Jean-Jacques Savin. How you can only hope to die doing something that you love, you know? When we get back.
On the street, you and me, till the sidewalk went in, yeah. With the windows rolled down and the cutty turned up, yeah, we did it all now, look at how it turned up, uh-huh. Everybody came down, everybody rolled up, look at how we went in, look at how it turned up, uh-huh. Super clean, that's what you champion, yeah, yeah. With the windows rolled down and the cognac turned up, yeah, we did it all now, look at how it turned up, Everybody came down, everybody rolled up, look at how we went in, look at how it turned up,
See, you can be salty like them fries, you be supersizing. The darker mental cloud and the kids that be suiciding. But who am I to be like Houdini and poof and potum? I'll do for hollow wishes and poof away all the problems. I know I used to deal with you. Your brother was the plug who had Tommy's like heel figure. And you move up to white girls, popping them pills, get you acting wild. Now you got face tats plotting to kill niggas. Nonetheless, we were still niggas. The last one in your circle that's keeping it real with you. Did you know that snakes in your circle would build with you and still slither? They plot for the day that the stills hit you for good times. That's all I reminisce about my homie, the good times. You take me anywhere long as you show me the good times. Remember back in Woodcrest, I would spit neighborhood rhymes. Would find that youngest just like me probably would shine. Probably would shine. Probably would shine. Probably would.
We used to be friends, oh. On the street, you and me, till the sidewalk would end, yeah. With the windows rolled down and the cutty turned up, yeah, we did it all now, look at how it turned up, uh-huh. Everybody came down, everybody rolled up. Look at how we went in, look at how it turned up.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9. CITR. We do this every Tuesday. Listen, if you're too shy to call in this week, listen, you got plenty of weeks ahead. I'm going to be trying out some new things in the next few weeks. But they're new old things. You're going to be bringing back some people. Listen, some things are so weird. So there was a Florida health director that was suspended after urging staff to get vaccinated against COVID. Like, how the world is just so backwards. Like, and who trusts what? Like, I feel, it feels as if all of the things that you read, you know, push us towards like this hyper individualism, you know, that you can't trust anybody except for like the people in like your immediate circle, and completely disconnects you from everybody. And so I wonder what like the future looks like, because the only thing that connects us is like the things that people buy, you know. It's weird. It's gonna be interesting. I won't be here to see it because I feel like I've just decided that once I've seen people who I love, you know, just be sucked into just this idea of like this digital life. And it makes me kind of sick. It's like sick. It's like, bro, I don't want a digital life. Like, that's not, like, the further we get into like where the digital life is like your life, the I don't know, something inside me just grows angry and like just feels Ryan. Like, one of our friends had his Instagram hacked, and is not sure if he's gonna be able to get it back. And I was just made me think, like, if my Instagram got hacked, my Instagram would just be gone. Like, I don't know if I don't think that I would try to get it back. Or, I mean, once I found out it was just gone, it was just be like, I'm just like, damn, I'm not making a new one. Because the digital world just feels sick. It feels gross. And it's just getting grosser. Like, I watched something on Twitter today. It was like a clip from the Jimmy Fallon show. Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton talking about NFTs. And they're like, clearly paid to have this conversation about this, which is part of this scam. It's like people get paid to talk about it. It's like, it's only popular, people talk about it, and you're like, damn, everybody wants to get on the ground floor of a scam because our world is so treacherous that you can't really do anything else but hope to be on the ground floor of a scam. And the one ground floor of a scam that I think that you should get on is, I think that we should bring bullying back. I have said this, I feel like the show, you know, it might be controversial. I am pro-bullying. Like, I feel like, you know, we had anti-bullying day. I understand. Not all bullying, though, you know, is the same. Not all bullying is the same. I think that there's benefits. So Chinatown, downtown, is under constant attack of vandalism. I think that we have seen it a lot. If you've been down there, you see lots of buildings be tagged. A lot of the garden continues to get tagged, and people should bully people who tag buildings like those in Chinatown. Like, go tag, like, you want to do something, go tag. There's lots of spaces to put graffiti on the walls, and there's lots of places in Vancouver that people don't care. That's another thing. It's like, there's lots of places in Vancouver where people don't care about you putting graffiti on the wall. Like, go, this is not a city where people would get mad about that, but have some you know, just do bad but good, you know, at the same time. You know, you don't have to deface that. Anyways, if you see people doing graffiti in the right spot, you know, in the wrong spot, but the right spot, you should be able to bully them. You should be able to beat people up. Be like, hey, stop that. Sometimes that's what people have, especially as the things get more violent downtown. I did see a study. I was like, it says study. Vancouverites find that there's more violent crime in poor neighborhoods than there is in richer neighborhoods. Poor neighborhoods have seen a much more increase in crime than the richer ones have. And it's like, no shit. How much did the city spend on that study? Like, you probably could have saved that $50,000, and then you probably could have used that for some type of community services that could help reduce the crime. There's a study that says the low rivers is, you know, potentially the cause of the fewer amounts of salmon that's in the river. And I'm like, of course. Why do you keep needing to do these studies and when you could just do action? It's one of those things because the city of Vancouver Parks Department, like, they are consistently underfunded, which you're like, how is the police getting a raise when the parks, the best thing about BC, is underfunded? That doesn't make any sense. I think it's like they get like less than $8 million and the police get almost $300 million. That doesn't make any sense. I would much rather have more park rangers or more people in the parks than police. Well, I was going to talk a little bit about how I don't think 20 years, I don't, like, I feel like some people just make dumb decisions because it's, and then also it's like we have a pretty weird criminal justice system where we make years feel like that's really what matters. But anyways, a man faces up to 20 years for mooning passengers and flight attendant while he was in the air. People are stupid. And I'm going to leave you with that. But also, just close your eyes and listen to the song. It's pretty good. And then I'll see you in a week, next Tuesday, 8 to 10. 8 to 10, Crimes and Treasons, 10 to 11. All the main paths, we do this every week.
Blue and clay, in your chocolate ear. This ain't forever, this ain't forever. Feeling heaven when I'm kissing on your roll. Kissing on your roll. Kissing on your rose colored ear. Baby, let's go. Slide out to a place no one knows. Only dreaming all night. Who cares? Let's get lost in the flow. I love the way we spend the time running through your fields. The way we play in the old chocolate. Down your